Hello, everybody. Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight here in 720 WGN. Wasn't even on last week. Last week, I did some stuff in the morning with Steve Cochran, but we took off a little bit early last week. I thank Mark Cairo and Chris Jones for filling in, I think last night as well. And thanks to those guys for filling in. We had a lovely trip to New York City. Spent a couple days in a couple boroughs. Look at me.
Yeah. How was the Bronx?
Pete Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen. The Bronx was great from flyover. I flew over that one.
Okay.
I didn't make the Bronx. Staten Island. I spent a good couple days. My buddy Neil and his family, Neil and Leah and the girls, they live in Staten Island. And the one thing, and I'll talk about it tonight. We'll do the talk about what we did in New York City. But, you know, I realized I am a huge, it stays with me, a huge Revolutionary War guy. I know you maybe don't think that about me because we never really talk about it. But when I was a kid, that was the one part of history that just kind of I absorbed. I loved. We went on a road trip and I went up through New England, New Hampshire, Vermont. When we went to New Jersey not too long ago, I'm like, oh, can we see where he crossed the Delaware? Like, I'm big and I like it, which is surprising because I haven't seen Hamilton. Don't care. But I am into it. And so there was this moment where we had to like go get a suitcase and meet at the Staten Island Ferry. So we kind of split up and half of the family went this way and half of the family went this way, right? And what happened is we got back to the ferry and we walked along with the suitcase along this, you know, Battery Park all the way down to the Staten Island Ferry. And we got there and I'm like, oh, my wife says, oh, well, yeah, we stopped off at the Alexander Hamilton grave. I'm like, what do you mean, grave? That's a thing? And they're like, yeah, it's a huge tourist attraction. That's what Leah said. It's huge. No, it's down here. This is where it's at. And I'm like, I wanted to see that. All I got was water. It was their Navy Pier. It was beautiful. But I was bummed because that, you know? And so I tried desperately, Pete, to see if the squad would like to get around the TV that night and watch National Treasure, Nicolas Cage, so I could at least have a little bit of we stood near where that was and that kind of thing. Yeah. So that was that. There was a lot of Revolutionary War kind of vibe going on, in, you know, downtown New York. Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up. Thanks, Rob. Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Elizabeth Gomez joins us to play the worst. 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call. The game, of course, to complain about the worst things in society for prizes. There are no places in the world where you can go in and complain and then be able to come out with a pizza. Maybe the pizza place. Maybe. If it's a pizza-specific business complaint, then perhaps you can get a free pizza out of it. But nowhere can you complain about something else besides pizza and get a pizza. I feel like it's the... Maybe I'll take that back. Maybe confession in the Catholic Church, confession, where you go in and confess your sins, and because of that, you can go to heaven. And so those are like complaints. They're complaints about yourself and your soul. Somewhere that, like I said, we've refined it. We've made it better, the process. We could have done just confession. That would be a fun hour. And then I'd say, well, do a couple Hail Marys, rub the rosary, and you'll get into heaven. I think that would be a good hour. It'd be good. So that's coming up at 10 o'clock. The crew from the Chicago Design Museum will be here after 9:30. Tanner Woodford and also Eva Silverman, who's the project director for Art Design Chicago. We're going to talk about their new exhibit, Great Ideas of Humanity, Out of the Container. And this is based on, it's 70 years in the making. It's based on something that was done in advertising a long time ago, 50, 70 years ago. But it's really about, it's design inspired by words, but it's not quotes and famous, words around a poster. The words aren't used to accentuate the art. They are the art. So they're playing with the way to make the words look different ways and be able to give you a message through the art. So we'll talk about words and design coming up at 9:30 tonight, which is nice. I didn't get a chance to see much art when I was in New York City for the last 5 days. No big deal.
What about Za? Did you try some of that sweet New York City pizza?
The famous pizza? Famous. We did everything. I cannot believe how well my wife planned out the trip. She did such a tremendous job. It was my 10-year-old's first trip to New York City. He had been to Staten Island before. We have friends who are Staten Island, so it's a prereq when we go out east. But this was the first. I've gone many a time, and I usually will. I love just going with my wife or with friends because it's an adult experience, right? I was kind of a little bit hesitant to bring my 10-year-old because it's fast moving. It's everything is on top of each other. Mm-hmm. There's just, you know, I'm not sure he's going to really value that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to then do things like go to Times Square, stuff like that, which I cannot stand. But I could not, it was an amazing day, 2 days, Thursday and Friday in the city, and then Saturday we went to Staten Island. We hit everything. I will go quick through this. This is what we did on Thursday. You ready for this, Pete? Landed probably around noon, got to the hotel on the Lower East Side, right next to Cat's Deli, right there in Ludlow and Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Got pizza right away, right on the same block. Awesome. Thank you, Google.
Which, Arturo's?
No, it was Margarita's.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It was pizza. got out of there, walked south to Chinatown. Went through Chinatown.
Pick up a couple of watches.
Just looked at the ducks in the and ducks in the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fish that were huge fish. They were live fish, and they put them in these tanks right in the window. But you're like, they don't even give enough space for these fish to turn around, right? I'm just like, there's no way. I mean, I've never seen a fish that was so desperate for human attention. It's like you're standing. I'm like, look at that fish. It's looking at you like, hey, mouth wide open. I'm like, hey, save me, help me, let me dance for you. Can I get a quarter? I don't know what I want to do. So we roll right through there, right into Little Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Cross into Soho.
Mm-hmm.
Right into the Village. Went right up. I mean, it was, if people are familiar, we went right up Mulberry Street,
mm-hmm.
which is right down the heart. Stopped, got gelato, did the whole bit there. Was able to go across on Prince Street or Broome or any of those. Mm-hmm. That I think it was Prince that went across Soho to McDougal. Picked up McDougal, went right into Greenwich Village, right to 177 Bleecker Street, which was the draw for my 10-year-old son.
That's it's famous address for a comic person or
that's
some
right.
sort of.
There you go. He's
sure
got
it
figured
is.
Out. Doctor Strange.
Oh.
So if you are a fan of Marvel, even the movies, Doctor Strange, the lair that he protects, where he lives, is 177 Bleecker Street. It does not look like that when you're out there. It's a tattoo/cigar shop. That's what 177 Bleecker Street is in Greenwich Village, but that did not stop my son from being like, I can't believe, is he in there? I'm like, no, we're not going. Can we go in? No, we're not going. No, we're not going in there. No, there's no reason to go in there. And then we were able to go to Minetta Tavern, which is right there, which is our newest cat is named Minetta. And we were able to the Comedy Cellar, of course,
mm-hmm.
which is the and we took the picture, and then we realized in the window eating lunch was Colin Quinn.
Really?
Yeah, New York stand-up.
The Colin Quinn, yeah.
Colin Quinn from Saturday Night Live, which my son, I'm like, you love Saturday Night Live. Here, there's one of the cast members just eating a club sandwich right there, talking to his agent, complaining about how he can't get work, whatever he's doing. And he didn't recognize. And then we went up to Washington Square Park, you know, hit that. That was a big draw because in Infinity War, there's a fight where they fight in that park, I guess. Mm-hmm. That was the saving grace of the trip. I will give Marvel and their Marvel comic universe so much credit because I love it. I love going through there and seeing all the architecture and everything about it.
Great.
But it wanes on a 10-year-old to be like, what's the big deal? It's just garbage on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, but for these little things to be like, this is where Hulk destroyed this block. Oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
And right.
Yeah, right. So anyway, all of that in a 2-hour span. And then back through the Village, back to the hotel, to then go to dinner in back in the Village at Isotti, which is a great place on Christopher Street. Up, walk through Chelsea, hopped a cab to 30 Rock, got there, then into Times Square, hit all the Broadway stuff, boom, back home before 10 o'clock, where I was like, now what? because it's New York, and we're like, no, this is it. It's
city
over.
Never sleeps.
Yeah, this now you have to go to bed. the parental life. We got all that done in one day.
Wow.
Then we went to Central Park and the Upper West Side and all that kind of stuff. The second day went to Brooklyn, saw my friend Kate, her family. So it's just an amazing trip. Then, was like I said, went down to downtown, saw the 9/11 memorial accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
We went and saw a show that was like an acrobat show that our friends from Staten Island said was great. It was free in their like kind of downtown area. And walking back to the Staten Island Ferry, go right past the 9/11 memorial, mm-hmm. which I had not seen. And for Memorial Day, was a huge, I mean, it was a huge thing to the end. They did a great job with that.
Yeah, they did.
I'd never seen that. And yeah. I was like, this is really moving. So a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
That's a
trip.
That is. For one day.
Yeah. And the like I said, I thought there's so many great things that we saw. I loved Brooklyn. I thought where my friend is living is Clinton Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is nice. It reminded me of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like I said, I wish I got the Alexander Hamilton grave, but I didn't get that. And Central Park was great. Everything was great. It was a beautiful city.
Yeah,
it was hot. It was hot like it is here now, I guess. But yeah, great trip. And
your son liked it though, for the other than.
Yeah, I was really trying to impress upon him the little things that every Chicagoan does to kind of point out how Chicago is better than New York, which mm-hmm. is always the thing that we do when we go there, regardless. And I really zoomed in on the trash on the streets.
Yeah.
Because we got there and one of the days was, yeah, mm-hmm. so like in Times Square, they were lining up trash bags, trash bag after trash bag. And I'm like, see, look, hey, come here, look at all this trash. Look at all this trash. Isn't that amazing how much trash is on the street? They cannot put it in the alley. Oh, man.
This place.
Dump. We've got alleys. Yeah. So, yeah, and then we went and saw Broadway, all the Broadway.
Yeah.
Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
And Harry Potter, which was great. We didn't go to the shows. We stood in front of them, took the pictures as if we were to put them on social media. A little hack.
Yeah.
You go walk in front of the Hamilton place. You know, there's a lot of people hanging around. And you stand right in front of that marquee. You get that shot like, oh, we're here.
Ask if you can borrow someone else's playbill.
Bring one from here. Bring one from somewhere else. They're not even actually looking at the playbill. You can roll it up. Just have one that you get from, I don't know, Hello Dolly or something. And then... Yeah,
the one of my favorite things about going to New York City is the, you know, like you said, you saw Colin Quinn, but I have this knack of seeing tons of celebrities.
Yeah.
I just like always keep my eye open, and I'm like, I'm, you know, boom, Katie Holmes, boom, Matthew Broderick, boom, 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 boom. I'm seeing them all. Did you see any?
Yes, the only big star that I saw, I actually went one over that. I actually got out of the car. Cab right in front of our hotel in Lower East Side, and walking in front of me was Lil Rel, a great comic from Chicago who was in the movie Get Out.
Yeah, and stole that show.
Yeah, and he's going to be a huge star. He's in the Carmichael Show, that kind of stuff. And I had him on. He's been on the show. I think mm-hmm. he's been on the show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was like, "Hey, Rel," and he recognized me, and we talked for a second. And I was like, "It's one thing when you get the celebrities that walk past you in New York City,
right?
Like,
you don't oh say God, anything,
yeah, that, anything." Exactly. But I was like, "I'd like you to meet my family. This is my son. We're here for the first time. Enjoy your night, Rel. I don't want to stop you. I just want to say how you doing. Good to see you, and congrats on all the work. All right, buddy.
That's perfect. Like, yeah. That's what you have to do.
He's seeing
don't
me.
Don't linger.
He's seeing me." Right? That's how you gotta look at it. He's seeing me. Oh, man, I saw Justin Kaufman on the street in New York. And, oh, wow. And he was so, man, he didn't linger.
He's on a podcast right now talking about how he met the Justin Kaufman WGN Radio.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then afterwards, I felt I
that's great. That's a big star.
It is a star. And like I was trying to impress upon my son, I was like, there are celebrity sightings, and then there are celebrity moments where you get to talk to the celebrity.
Yeah.
We got a talker, you know, because of the show, because of the download. So even in New York, they kind of know us. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Let's talk Milwaukee. That's where Pete was. Stay with us. Download 720 WGN 412 says, I never hear anyone talk about New York cheesecake. Was there some sort of bakery famous for it? We went to, one night we got done and we went to Katz's Deli, which is right on the corner there. And they were great. And we got the New York cheesecake and hated it. Well, I think I agree. I feel like over the course, I will say I-SODI It's in the Village. It's on Christopher Street. It's they make their own pastas. I'll give you a great example. It's an amazing place. There's only like 7 or 8 tables, and we got there, you know, 5:30 in the afternoon to try and get a reservation, right? And my son was so funny. He was, you know, he comes in there, we're eating. It's a kind of a nice, you know, hipster kind of place. The waiter comes over, and my son says to him as he's walking away, he goes, "Hey, I like your mustache."
Oh, nice.
Because the waiter had one of those Raleigh finger.
Yeah, handlebar type.
Handlebar curled up mustaches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see that, you know, okay, that's the sign of, like, hipster go-to. But yeah. My son was so funny because he's, like, sincere. He's so pure and he's so sincere. And
he liked it. Like,
hey, I like your mustache. That looks cool. You did work on that. Where I'm already rolling my eyes being like, enough of them. All right. All right, buddy. We get it.
Did you recreate the scene from when Harry met Sally at Cat's Deli?
No, we didn't. I tried. No, I did not. That's a good point. And it's so funny because you go into that deli and it's famous for that scene, and there's other movies, Seinfeld, other things like that. Michael Che is eating in it in the Saturday Night Live intro. So Miles, of course, was super into it. Of course, you know, he had to be into everything. The SNL, wherever an SNL cast member had a thing, that's where wanted to be. Anyway, it was funny because you know, being in there, they have a bunch of pictures on the wall, like most delis do, right? Yet, at some point or another, they stopped doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think they stopped doing it in the early 90s, because it was all actors, like, from The Sopranos, but not in their Soprano garb. So it was like almost like they were up, and they were all the actors that got on The Sopranos, but it was before they were on The Sopranos. And then every member of the Clintons. You know, and I'm not talking like Bill, Hillary, Chelsea. I'm talking George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of stuff where, like, people who were on the first campaign of Clinton in 1992, they're all over. And I'm just like, I don't get why that's where it stopped. That's where, like, maybe I don't know what the history of that deli, but it feels like it kind of got warped in time, and that's where they like it, right at that early 90s.
They also could have taken them down because of Me Too movement. All right. The celebrities that they have to take down their phone.
They just keep taking down. Oh, darn. It's a big spot. Oh, you know what? Put another Clinton up there. Put another Chelsea Clinton up there. Yeah. But we went to Cats and we really enjoyed it. The whole experience was awesome to be in there. And, you know, it was probably 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But, yeah, I didn't think that the New York cheesecake was that great. I mean, I'm not sure that's what they're famous for.
Yeah.
You know, but I agree. I feel the same way about the pizza. Like, I think the tavern style pizza of Chicago that Dolinsky talks about when he comes on is much better. I feel across the board. That's why I point out Isotti, because I felt like that was a tremendous Italian restaurant. Like, I really felt like they were doing things in that restaurant. It's been around for a long time. They've been doing things in that restaurant that were unique.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, this is... But most of everything from cookies to bakeries to cheesecake to... hot dogs, the pizza, I always feel is secondary to how they make it here. And I know I'm biased because I'm, you know, Chicagoan through and through, but I don't know. They're missing one. It's like we improved upon it.
You don't like the, you know, the folding of the big slice?
I like the style of it. I like the fold. The fold works for me. I like that. But I don't know if it can beat the square pizza, you know, the tavern style. I just don't think it beats it, the taste of it. I don't know what it is.
My wife kind of makes fun of me because I fold everything. I fold, like, almost every piece of food I eat, I fold. A piece of toast, I fold it, you know? I fold the pizza. Like, I'll fold a square cut pizza.
You just fold it.
I just fold
it. So great.
Why are you folding?
And then you don't fold any laundry. That's
things I should fold.
Yeah, why don't you take your obsession with folding, put it in the house chores? No, it doesn't work. Only food that shouldn't be folded. Yeah, I there's just something about across the board that I feel like Chicago has better food. But regardless, the one thing my son said, which was super funny too, when we were coming in again with trying to push him into those enjoy this.
Yeah.
You should enjoy this. Oh, you better look at this. This, you better enjoy this. One of which is with Skyline coming in the cab from LaGuardia. You're like, isn't this crazy? It's like five Chicagos. Oh, yeah. God. You know, and he's looking down at it. Oh. You know, but I'm like, look at that. And he turns around. He says to us, he goes, yeah, well, the architecture in New York is top notch. That's what he said. I was like, yeah, well, it's top notch. Yeah, so top notch. You really nailed it there.
Do you see him, after the trip was over, do you see him being one of those kids that is enthralled with New York City that, like, when he goes to high school, he's going to want to go to NYU?
Like, if he wants to go to Fame.
Yeah.
Like that. Today is the 38th anniversary of that movie. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. I think that might be the case, just because he had such a great positive experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way it was planned and put together, there was no, as funny, like even the stuff that you would think would derail a trip, like the hotel room, great hotel, but sixth floor, the view is just the back of another building, and you look down, it's just like industrial waste.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, you put it down there, and you're like, but that didn't deter, like, yeah. That could be a spot where you're like, this is not pretty enough.
Yeah.
But that, and, you know,
you didn't mind the grittiness.
Yeah, being on the subway and someone talking too much to himself, you know, that kind of stuff just kind of played in the character of the trip. And obviously, he was always protected, so I did. But I think he enjoyed, like, by the end of it, I felt like he was really digging on it. Like, he and I, my wife had like a hair thing and the blowout in the morning on Sunday or whatever, or Saturday, and he and I just went to the, like, exploring.
Nice.
Yeah, find a coffee shop or donut or something like that. And, you know, here I am telling him, hey, you know, look at that. Like, turning into my dad kind of thing about the, you know, this, you got to walk fast. You got to move to the second side. You know, can't be on this side. You got to be on the other side. You got to watch out if someone's coming at you, all that kind of stuff. And that was just, you're in the Lower East Side of New York where it couldn't be more Disneyland. Just like, you know, just pristine, like, just amazing thing. And I'm still bringing that Chicago street to it, where I'm like, if someone's walking on this side, you walk on this. I'm giving him life lessons about dumb stuff like that, as opposed to. But I did call out. I kept calling out, look at how old this building is. Like, we don't do that in Chicago. We tear it all down. But look at, like, your ancestors lived in this building. Like, this Lower East Side, they came here. They went to Ellis Island. They came here. They lived in these buildings. And I think he got that. So anyway. A great trip. Pete went to Milwaukee too. He doesn't care. You don't care. You go all the time though. Yeah. I feel like I shortchanged your Milwaukee stories. What happened in Milwaukee?
No, nothing. It's fine. 90 minutes to the north. Check it out sometime.